It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Right now, our guy Jeff Ehrman is in College Park. Was that Buzz Williams introductory presser? Jeff, what's up, dude? How's it going over there?
Oh, it's going good, man. It was an interesting press conference. You know, some of this stuff was kind of hard to digest, but it's a new era for Maryland basketball, and we'll just gonna see how it goes, I guess.
What was hard to digest, Jeff?
There were some portions where he was talking about teams and other kind of generalized, vague concepts that you felt a little bit like you were at like a workshop, like a leadership seminar or something, but... You know, it really comes down to winning. If he's a quirky guy, if you win, he's the lovable, quirky guy. If he doesn't win, you know, everybody hates him. So that's all it's going to come down to.
Jeff, I'm going to ask you a question. I'm not trying to, like, pander here. Uh-huh. If you just look at their resumes, Willard's 49, Buzz is 52. I think they're contemporaries, right? They've coached about the same amount of years, and... Buzz has undoubtedly had more tournament success. Is it possible this is like a six or half dozen? Like, I don't know that either one of these guys is demonstrably better than the other. And if you had to pick one based on the tournament success, wouldn't it be Buzz?
For sure. There's no question about it. I mean, he's been to three Sweet 16s, one Elite Eight. You know, Kevin Willard, this was his first Sweet 16, and it took a miraculous shot by a star freshman who carried, you know, the team at times. Some people aren't excited, understandably, because he's not a young up-and-comer. You don't know if he's the guy that's going to get Maryland back to that national championship level. But looking at the resumes, objectively, it's a clear upgrade.
Okay. Well, that's step one. Why did Villanova want Willard so bad?
Yeah, that's been a question of mine, too. It's strange how they courted him as if, you know, he was one of the top coaches in the country. Not to say he's a bad coach, but I think it came down to relationships. I think he's very tight with Jay Wright. He's been around those Big East circles quite a bit, and those two were comfortable with each other, so that was the guy. And you know, honestly, last time they hired Kyle Neptune, who completely bombed, so it's not as if, you know, they've proven that they know who they should go and hire.
Yeah.
Like you said, Buzz is not the young up-and-comer, and people don't know if he's going to bring Maryland back. What makes people think that a young up-and-comer is going to bring him back?
Well, there's clearly no guarantee on that, B. Mitch, but the upside is there. You know, a few years ago when they hired Willard, a lot of the fans who are really into the analytics and those kind of things, they wanted two guys, Golden, who went to Florida and obviously now in the Final Four, and Nico Medved, who's a rising star who just went to Minnesota. So there are plenty of examples of young guys you hire and they flame out quickly, but, you know, it's an upside thing. Does he have that upside? You know, I think he's a solid coach who will do well, but people, you know, with everything that's gone on and with 20 years of, you know, semi-mediocrity, two Sweet 16s, I think some people just wanted to see if they could find a rising star type of guy.
I get that, and I get that Buzz has bounced. I assume you or somebody asked him today, why can't you keep a job for more than five, 6 years?
I did not.
Did anybody?
No, I think they gave three questions, and that was it.
Oh, all right.
So he didn't address that. And, you know, at these introductory press conferences, it's a lot of fans, a lot of administrators, so it's not really like your typical media session.
Yeah.
It's kind of a celebratory function almost.
What's ironic is the only one of these I've been to was Willard's. And he was, I remember back then I wanted Patino and everybody's like, no, we need somebody who's going to be here 20 years. And they got Willard. And how'd that go? I'm curious if you agree with me, Jeff. Talking with our friend Jeff Ehrman here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Jeff is undoubtedly the best person covering the Maryland basketball, Maryland sports, period, inside MD Sports. I am impressed by President Pines for fast and decisive leadership on this thing. Does he deserve the credit? Are there others that deserve the credit? Like, Willard played them, and he was able to respond in 3 days, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think he was at the top of the search from everything I've gathered, along with the interim AD, Colleen Sorum. And then they had a group of high-level boosters, believe it or not, that just, like, you know, they just rallied to help and were talking to agents and coaches, which is really unusual, but that's pretty good, you know, thumbnail sketch of where Maryland is right now. So, yeah, it was – he did do a good job. You know, obviously the results will tell the story, but, you know, I think – they clearly were played by Willard, like you said. I think it was kind of obvious at the time, so that's something that I think they might deserve some criticism for. But they did go ahead and get a coach that's very well respected. A lot of schools in that spot would be flailing and getting, you know, a lesser coach, a lesser named coach.
All right, now it begins right away. The transfer portal's open. It's not like Buzz hasn't recruited the portal. It's not like he doesn't have kids at Texas A&M. Like, is it required for Maryland to fall off here? Or can they – you're going to lose some guys. Everybody – Derek Queen was going pro if Kevin Willard stuck around or not. You know what I mean? Like, how is this thing going to look going forward?
Well, he said today that he hasn't called any recruits yet. He said he has 1,100 messages on his phone that he hasn't read. I'm sure that's the first order of duty, along with – hiring a staff, obviously. We're going to have to pay attention, see who comes in there. That's going to be a big part of it because you need some recruiters. But from what everybody's told me at Maryland, like in the booster circles and the inside of the program, they have a lot of money is what they say. And you try to get how much, and they just kind of give you that look like it's a lot. Whether that means $5 million, $8 million, I don't know. You know, this is the last little stretch here in the next couple months where you can pay for play, basically. You can just pay players for NIL. After that, when it switches to the revenue sharing model, you're not going to be able to do that. So what everybody's doing is just basically emptying their bank accounts right now in the portal. So players are going for astronomical amounts because this is the last chance to really just give them money other than the revenue share. So they say they have a lot. They should be able to get some guys in the portal, but when you have to rebuild an entire roster, that's a pretty big challenge.
Oh, man.
But, I mean, that's the whole thing. It costs to play now.
Seriously.
Yeah, there's guys going for, you know, guys who are good players, really solid, not all American types, but just really good players going for $2.5 or $3 million right now.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. You know what? I think I'm going back to college.
You imagine being the transfer portal with NIL.
Ooh.
when you just put up the numbers at UL and then LSU or Ole Miss needed a quarterback?
They had a lot of oil in Lafayette, bro.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
A lot of oil in Lafayette.
So, Ermin, all things considered, the last 10 days or so, how has Maryland fared?
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I mean, I think if you're counting the beginning when clearly Willard was going to leave no matter what and they were still trying to get him back and thought they'd get him back, that was a failure. But otherwise, you know, I think they've done pretty well. You know, Buzz Williams is a respected coach. If you go outside Maryland circles where everybody's kind of just on edge and a lot of people just wanted to use this opportunity to make a splash, I think most people respect it. The national reaction to me has been pretty positive. So I think they did a pretty good job, an unprecedented situation, obviously with no AD in place is a huge handicap.
For sure. And then lastly, we got you. What do you think for the Final Four this weekend?
You know, I picked Houston originally. I hope they do because, you know, I don't want to see Duke win like most people around this area. So right. I'm hoping, but it feels like inevitability that Duke's going to win it. But we'll see. Crazier things have happened.
Let's hope that doesn't happen.
For sure.
And what's some friends I don't want to hear from.
What'd you think of me tweeting out Buzz gifts all day yesterday?
You scooped me. I resent you now. You were spot on. It was crazy because you said it and like a bunch of other people said it at the same time. It was just the fastest, most consolidated leak of information I think ever. It just blew up immediately. And I was like, wow, because, you know, I knew he was on the list, but I know some of the boosters and the other people who were assisting in the search had kind of advised maybe to go away from him. So I had kind of written him off, and then it just came out. So I'm going to have to get some commander scoops next year to pay you back.
I appreciate that. I actually have one more real question, but I want to give away tickets real quick. Caller number 10 right now, 800-636-1067. You win a pair of tickets to see the Wiz Wednesday, April 9th against the Brooklyn Nets. You can join Wizards Fan Appreciation Night presented by Michelob Ultra when they I got multiple tickets here. You could go to Wiz Fan Appreciation Night when they face the Sixers at 7 p.m. All fans in attendance take home a Wizards DMV t-shirt, and the Ying Yang Twins will be featured as a special halftime performance.
That's a throwback right there.
If you want to go see the Ying Yang Twins, Ermin, I'll get you tickets. All right.
I've been dying to see the Ying Yang Twins.
All right. Last thing. I would like them to hire Jimmy Patsos. I saw Len Elmore's proclamation that you got to have somebody that understands Maryland and Maryland blood. I think Jimmy would be the best guy to do that. I don't know that Buzz is going to do that. I saw Steve Blake publicly politicking to get into coaching at Maryland. I think that's something Gravis would love to do. What are the chances they make one of those kind of hires?
Well, I know for a fact that Gravis has been expressing interest in an assistant coaching job. You know, it's just tough when you get one of these jobs. Most guys want to bring at least one of their assistants. Then you have to get some guys with local ties to local AAU programs and other grassroots people. So there's not many spots to go around, but you know, I think Gravis would probably be a great hire. You know, it would bring back people love that stuff. They love the sentimentality, and it would excite some people, give more of a Maryland vibe, which is the most common complaint, that it doesn't feel like the people running it or coaching it are Maryland people. So I think he could be great. Steve Blake wanted the head coaching job. That obviously wasn't happening. You can't, you know, coach 2 years as an NBA assistant in 20 years and just jump right, especially right now, as complicated as it is with revenue sharing and all the other things. And Jimmy Patsos would be great, I think, in a GM role. They don't have a GM for basketball. They have one, a general one, G. Roy Simon. He's a football guy overseeing the whole program. But I think they clearly need a GM. Everyone's hiring a GM, and no one is better suited for the job than Jimmy.
What about Jimmy the GM, B? That sounds
that
wild,
would be
right?
Wild.
I love
it. But you
it.
Know what I said? A coach coming from the outside in, just trying to, everybody want to hire everybody from the team, that's kind of like that. You got to be watching over your shoulders a little bit.
Doug.
That's a little trouble to me.
I think I'm going to equate something here. Dan Quinn was asked about Bobby Wagner's leadership, I guess yesterday in Florida. And DQ was like, listen, Bobby's a hell of a leader, and I appreciate that for him, but let's not confuse anything. We wanted Bobby back first and foremost because he's a great football player.
Yeah.
Get the best coach you can. You know what I mean? And if they happen to have grown up in Laurel, even better. Ehrman, we got to run, brother. I appreciate you, man.
I appreciate you. Thanks for having me.
All right, Jeff, take care, man.
Check out
See you, Mitch.
At Jeff Ehrman. Jeff _ Ehrman, Ehrmann. Check out Inside MD Sports. We're going to make some bets when we come back.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.